半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 237 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,094 on turnover of 6.4 billion NT. The TIEX lost ground on Thursday as other regional indexes closed mixed. Investors awaited the release of a flood of global earnings reports, including updates from leading U.S. tech companies. The National Science and Technology Council says statutory animal testing could be significantly reduced if alternative testing introduced in regulations is more widely adopted. According to Council Head Wu Zhenchong, the amount of animal testing could be cut by an average of 60-80%. Wu says he believes using a large number of animals for testing is a matter of concern for many people. He says as a developed country, Taiwan has a responsibility to replace, reduce, and refine animal testing. And he also says to achieve that objective, the government established the Interministerial Platform for Alternative Technology of Animal Testing in October of 2022. The platform aims to improve related regulations, cultivate talent in the field, and facilitate the development of relevant technologies. The National Laboratory Animal Center says 102 alternatives to animal testing have so far been introduced for pesticides, chemicals, and cosmetics. Ukraine is seeking to reverse the drain of potential soldiers from the country. It announced that men of conscription age will no longer be able to renew their passports from outside the country. Ukraine is working to get much-needed new supplies of weapons and ammunition from a huge U.S. aid package to the front line. Millions of Ukrainians have fled the country since Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. Poland's defense minister says Warsaw was ready to help ensure those who are subject to compulsory military service go to Ukraine, but he did not specify how. Meanwhile, many of the U.S.'s fossil fuel plants could close after sweeping new rules to limit pollution from power stations issued by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The Biden administration says the new regulations will significantly reduce pollution. It could also bring hundreds of billions of dollars in climate and public health benefits. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
America's coal-fired power plants will have to shutter unless they undertake costly upgrades to control carbon dioxide emissions. Other rules include a requirement to reduce toxic wastewater pollutants and to safely manage coal ash. The new regulations will almost certainly be challenged in court by industry groups and Republican-leaning states. Environmental groups have welcomed them as urgently needed changes to protect against climate change. Kate Fisher, Washington.
And Congo's government is questioning Apple about the tech company's knowledge of blood minerals from a conflict zone in the African country. A group of international lawyers representing Congo said it sent letters to Apple CEO Tim Cook and its French subsidiary this week. They raised concerns about human rights violations involving the minerals extracted from mines in the country's east. They say those minerals might end up being used in the company's products. They include a list of questions challenging Apple to show how it monitors its supply chains in a troubled region where more than 100 armed rebel groups operate. It is demanding answers within 3 weeks. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.